Serving up a healthy dose of news, traffic, and engaging opinion. This is Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
Well, let's bring in Maureen Wilson, Councillor, Ward 1, City of Hamilton, and with us now. Councillor, thank you for the time. I hope you're well.
Yes, thank you. I am.
So, Maureen, what's different with this year than last year? What does this give you?
Well, as you described it, this is a nuisance party bylaw. A number of municipalities have one like it. London, St. Catharines, Guelph, Waterloo. It is for large unsanctioned events. So the one you referenced was at Fake Homecoming in October of 2021, in which there were 5,000 young people who took over a neighborhood in Ainslie Wood, which is in the west part of Hamilton. And as a consequence, the residents of that neighborhood were not able to move in or out. And what a nuisance party bylaw, it gives just another tool in the toolbox for the Hamilton Police Service, working in conjunction with the city's own bylaw enforcement, to assess the situation, to lay fines, to clear the area, and also to lay fines in such a way which we're seeking to be a little bit recoverable so that it serves as a deterrent. So there's 11 criteria that are set out, including urination, defecation, being on rooftops, destroying and vandalizing private property and public property. If four, I think, of the 11 are met, then the chief of police or his or her delegate, designate, I beg your pardon, can declare it in keeping with the bylaw, and it can be applied.
So, keep going, Maureen.
Yeah, the second part of it, the direction that was given today at committee, was to request that the mayor and the city manager begin engagement with McMaster University so that they actually can pony up and help with the residents of Hamilton in paying for this. A public safety coordinating committee has been meeting since January in preparation for St. Patrick's Day. For a single day, Hamilton taxpayers have been on the hook for about $250,000 for that. So we're hopeful that the university will seek and rise to its responsibility, as Queen's University did. They have put in $300,000, $100,000 per year for 3 years.
Obviously, the city looking for everybody to be more accountable for their actions here. That being said, I mean, any of the things that you just described, Maureen, whether you're, you know, doing this, urinating here or destroying whatever, is there not enough before this bylaw to say, hey, you know, you can't do that and you're under arrest? Again, what's different with the bylaw as opposed to, you know, anyone else doing any one of those other activities you just talked about?
Well, the staff did a considerable sweep of best practices. There were some municipalities that did amend their existing bylaws to try and respond to these unsanctioned events. And there were some that had a standalone bylaw. And after that review, staff were of the opinion that the evidence pointed in having a standalone bylaw because it enables them to put all of these 11 activities clearly identified, clearly into one easy bylaw, and also will allow them to move forward in consultation with the Ministry of Solicitor General, I think, in trying to increase the fines to get some of the money back.
So where's the university? So where is the university on this stuff? Are they, hey, not our problem, not our property, or are they interested in engaging in this discussion?
Well, the university has been serving on that public safety committee that has been meeting very regularly since January, since post last October's event. So they're aware of the impact that that had, particularly in West Hamilton and Ainslie Wood. I was there on the day of, and I returned to the neighborhood the next day and tried to knock on as many doors as possible. I met with the senior leadership of McMaster and shared with them what I experienced and what was conveyed to me from those residents. and asked them to meet with the residents. So they subsequently held a public meeting. So they are aware of the impact that this had on residents, an elderly woman hiding under her bed the entire weekend because her neighborhood was cordoned off, and she didn't know what was going on. She wasn't aware that the police were around the corner. She was very fearful, and she reached out to her daughter, who lived outside of Hamilton, who then subsequently contacted me, and I went to visit the elderly woman the next day. So it's not good stuff.
This could be good timing, considering things are sort of back to normal, or whatever the new normal is. It's been 2.5 years that a lot of this stuff has been sidelined. Are you expecting any more as a result of that?
Well, this is not a silver bullet, and it's been one tool. It is, I've always said to students who move into Ward 1 particularly, as long as they're living here, they're a resident, and I am accountable to them for their health and safety. But with their rights as a resident also comes responsibilities. And so you don't treat Ward 1 as your litter box or your frat house. You got to grow up and act like the adult and the privileged adult which you are. So there is a rise across particularly university towns. Kingston, for example, has been a leader on this front, Waterloo. And I don't understand this phenomenon. So I think all university towns are having to grapple with this.
Maureen Wilson with us, Councillor, Ward 1, City of Hamilton. City of Hamilton looking to implement a nuisance party bylaw around the University of Westdale area as things can get out of hand there, and another tool in the toolbox, as they say. Maureen, thanks for the time. Much appreciated. Be well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.